I will enjoy myself. I'm
called the Board of Supervisors to order at 8:45 on the clock for Wednesday, July 3rd. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Happy day before the 4th to everyone. Thank you to our veterans. You being one of them.
Yep. 73 years ago tomorrow, I got discharged. Wow.
And you remember that day?
Oh, precisely. I'll never forget when we left and when that convertible car was sitting on the end of the road. You had to hitchhike your way home, you know. And there's a brawn and a brunette sitting in it.
That's a good car.
Is this okay for both of us?
We looked at each other and we said, no, thank you. We'll go, because about a mile down the road, they knew we had $300 in our pocket. We knew we'd get rolling.
Things haven't changed, have they?
First up is the consent agenda. Number one, general agenda. Number two, approved minutes of the meeting held June 19th, 2019. Approve all claims through July 3rd, 2019 in the amount of $478,154.35. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve engagement letter from Schultz & Associates for audit services for the year ending June 30th, 2018. Having chairman sign the letter. Receive county audit for fiscal year ending 6/30/18 and place on file. Approve utility permit number 1129 for Diller Telephone. They'll be boring and plowing in approximately 16 miles of fiber cable. We'll bore 5 foot to 10 foot below all creeks, culverts, and road crossings, 3 inches in diameter, encased in 1¼-inch smooth wall. Plowing will be placed as close to the 33 foot right of way as possible. Located in the north side of sections 28, 29, 30, 33, 34, and 36, south side of sections 27, 28, 29, 32, and 34, east side of sections 26, 28, 29, 32, and 34, and west side of sections 25, 31, 35, and 36, and in section 19, Township 1 North, Range 6 East, Paddock Township. Approve utility permit number 1130. Eugene Bach will be trenching 6 foot wide, 5 foot deep below bottom of ditches and across township road for 66 feet to run a 1-inch plastic water line and 110 volt electric line encased in 1.5-inch schedule 40 PVC pipe located in southwest quarter of section 19, Township 4 North, Range 5 East, Blakely Township. Approved district court summary fee report and registered deeds fee report for the month of June 2019. On number five, that'll be ending June 30th, 2019, for the Schultz and Associates audit, and having chairman sign the letter. A motion and a second.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Any discussion on any items? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't been here for quite a while. I thought I'd better check you guys out a little here. It's a little different place here.
Yeah.
One gal missing is all. I've got three questions. I'll just throw them all out, and then you can pick out what you want to talk about or give me comments on. Okay, the first thing is that $100,000 dog. Have you guys checked it out, whether they would buy that thing back where you got it from and so forth or anything, or is there any details on that? And then, really, as far as the dog is concerned, You've got some of the best Snickers sniffers here right across the street in jail. All Gus would have to do is pick one up and take him along, and he would do a better job of sniffing than the dog. And then another one is, when does the 0.5% sales tax on the Beatrice 6, when does that start? I mean, is there, if I don't know if there's any deadline or anything on that or what have you. And so that's about it. I mean, I listen to the road budget. Uh-oh, that would take place, wouldn't it? Excuse me.
Well, Laverne, we can't visit back and forth on this. It's just public comment, but I will tell you, all those things are being talked about, and there will be brief discussion on the dog today and the 0.5-cent sales tax. Roger's looking into that, how it'll be brought forward to the board, and that will be coming in the next month or two for discussion. Oh,
we're working with the Department of Revenue and the Senator's office as far as getting all the rules and regulations so it's done properly. But I can't give you a timeline on it. But
it's going up the line pretty good then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already paying on to be at this new station there, you know, so I thought I'd better get it that we get some relief on the other end too. So, well, that's about all I got for you guys. You guys all have a good holiday.
You too. Thanks for coming.
I'd like to make a comment on the budget, and I see that is an agenda item. Would you prefer that I wait until it comes up on the agenda, or?
Yeah, typically if you have an agenda item, you...
Right, that's fine. Then I'll just wait until it comes up.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Oh, we didn't have Laverne state his name. Whoops. We'll catch him next time.
Don can add a footnote.
Okay. Any other comments from the public? Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mainly, I just brought up two issues, or subjects, I should say. One was on the remodeling of the west garage area, which is on the agenda, so we can have further discussion on that when it comes to that. And then the other was just on the dirt work needed at the Evidence Center to try and get that done here in the near future. And I did bring up, when we start doing that, we have a retaining wall along the sheriff's office on the west side that is really getting in bad shape, too. So I'd almost like to include that work into this also. And that's all I had.
Mr. Heidel just came in.
Any questions, Dave? Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. You can do something like that. He just got that's for a motion.
I don't have anything else for building grounds, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Byers, I was just asking, we have a recommendation to approve or disapprove the sheriff's office remodel. If we have a motion and a second, we can move that ahead, and then we can... we need a motion and a second to move it ahead, too.
You're pulling that out of there, because it's not a timed event is what allows you to do that. If it was timed, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Since Mr. Heido's here, if we could have a motion and a second, we could move that ahead and then talk about that since we're in building and grounds anyway.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Move recommendation for the sheriff's office remodel and discussion up to the current time. Any discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Mr. Jones and Mr. Heido, if you'd like to go over anything, I know you've been talking about some potential cost savings and just going over the general plan since it was a little bit on the vague side during the bid.
Right. It was very much a design-build type plan. Todd Heido has looked the plans over really well, and he's come up with some really good ideas. One of them is that garage, when it was built, is designed like a triplex. You can go a half a floor up or half a floor down in the garage area. And the architect drew where the ceiling would be bumped up to make room for that staircase to go up to the second level. Todd's looking into taking that space from down below, so we might still have to bump that ceiling up a little bit, but it would not interfere with having to cut out the I-beam, which would cost save a lot of cost there. And the awning, the architect spec'd a certain brand of awning that was very costly, and Todd talked about just, you know, creating something a lot simpler that would still do the same thing that an expensive awning would do. Door hardware, there's a lot of hardware that could probably be substituted at a lesser amount, and even carpet and tiles, there's some substitution where we could still get some good quality carpet and tiling at a lesser amount. The fire marshal has not reviewed these plans yet, so Todd is going to talk to the architect as far as his idea of taking the stairwell out of more of the floor area instead of the ceiling area. So this is all kind of still conversation at this time yet. And I'd like for Todd to, if he has some comments.
Yeah, there was two big areas, and Dave elaborated on both of those. One is there was a custom-made canopy for the front. It was one of a kind. It was very costly. So I think the one thing with the canopy, right now there is not a canopy at all on the building, on the front door. So I'm thinking, let's get through the project. When we near the end of it, we can decide how much money's left over, if we want to go ahead with the custom-made canopy or maybe go with something a little cost-effective. The stairs, that was the other area. The architect originally had it us taking out about a 7-foot by 18-foot area of the roof and raising it up 3 feet to make these stairs work. What my idea is to maybe encroach a little bit on the old side so we start the steps going down sooner so we don't have to take near as much roof out. That was very costly. I can't, to go any further with it, we've measured around and looked at it all we can. We're at the point now we're going to have to knock a hole and actually we're measuring between the floors, so we physically can't see the floors between the garage right now. So we need, the next step would be knock a hole, get the architect back in here. My original idea was maybe we wouldn't have to bump up the roof at all. Now that we've looked at it a few times, I think we're going to have to kind of meet in the middle from what the architect drew and what my idea is, and maybe do a partial, a little bit of the roof, and kind of meet in the middle on that. All the subs that I contacted, pretty all of them had some ideas on value engineering or value cost savings. So I think across the board, everybody had some ideas on how to cut here and there and still get the same quality product. The third thing was, like I said, the door hardware was very, for whatever reason, some of the plans were vague on some areas. The door hardware, they had schedule upon schedule of door hardware. So I think there's some room in the door package, too, that we can maybe still get quality stuff and cut down on some of the pricing. So otherwise, the drywall, the framing, everything else was pretty cut and dry. The window package, there was nothing really special about that. Since you're not going with alternate package, the bollards were an alternate package, so that would be something that we might have to address, like I said, towards the end of the project, is if you want protection back in there, either putting a retaining wall, planters, bollards, whatever you would want to do up there up front. So. But otherwise, I think the next step would be to get into the project, start demoing it, and see if we can't implement some of these changes. But I think there is substantial cost savings potentially. It'd be nice to have a project that kind of goes backwards on cost. And I think there would be a big potential that we could go backwards on this one. So,
And you've also submitted this for fire review with the fire marshal, or you're going?
Going to, I guess. I just wanted to make sure we had a, it was a vote on approved. We sent it in. We sent in a review the first part of June, and at the time they said they were two to three weeks back, and it's going on 4 weeks, and we have not received it back from the fire marshal's office yet. So just to warn you, we'll submit it for review, but most likely it's going to be probably 3 to 4 weeks before we get a review back from the state fire marshal's office to proceed with construction. If you get caught doing construction without their approval, you know, they get a little angry about that. So that would be the one thing we'd want to get review and make sure they're good with the layout.
Do we need to have any review or anything of the layout as far as the state law enforcement association to have that approval?
As far as I've not for that would be on the jail side of things, and I'm not familiar with that at all. I'm more familiar with the life safety code and the ADA code. Another thing, that being said, even though you're our county, Dave said something about still running it past the city. Would you want, you know, the city involved with it or not? You know, we can take out permits locally, too.
I don't think we have a choice. I think we still have to go through the city for building permits. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes, we have with it here lately with any projects.
This is where it gets a little, and Beatrice, fire marshal has to do their fire marshal review for the life safety code. The city, Beatrice, actually do the ADA code, the accessibility code. So so we'll submit it to both parties and see what they say. Now, the city would be, the turnaround on the city side is only about a week or two, so we'll know back from the city right away.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but I think what we'll be asking for a motion on here is approval of the bid that was submitted on the 3rd of July for $232,714. We opened it on June 19th. I'm sorry, June 19th.
Today was the approval.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
From the June 19th bid, with the potential for some cost savings, maybe with that motion we could designate Dave to bring back any potential savings to the Building and Grounds Committee for approval, and then that way it's bid the way it is. If there are some potential savings, you can go back and forth, and then hopefully we can work that dollar amount down some.
I think that would be great, and I appreciate how Todd's looked at this, and we've talked from the very beginning as a no-frills type building, you know, and he's done a lot of checking into it, and I think it will come in a lot less than what anticipated. I'd like to also add this discussion, we've had this, you know, so many times before as far as trying to get handicap accessibility into the sheriff's office. We talked about just a simple lift. We talked about a stairwell type deal, and it just requires a certain amount of space that we were never able to provide. So we talked about bumping out the front of the sheriff's office also, and that came in at a pretty high estimate. So this, out of all of them, this seems, you know, very doable. It would create a handicap accessibility, some nice office space, a public restroom for people coming into the sheriff's office. So it would offer a lot.
And like I say, with the fire review being a ways out, there's plenty of time for, you know, investigation, carpet tile, ceiling tile, doors, all those things. So if you could, you know, you could talk to Mr. Byers or whoever and kind of figure out what you guys have in mind.
I would think, construction, start of construction will probably be mid-August, I'm guessing, sometime by the time we get all the reviews back. And right now it's kind of the silly season for construction. So if we kind of get through July and get the schools back in session, and then we'll probably start rolling on construction, like I said, mid-August. So, of course, we'll do the exterior first and then move in when the weather turns cold here to finish it out this fall. So
I guess I'd ask for a motion.
Roger, what? Anything special need to be put in that motion?
I don't. My only question, and Mr. Byers brought it up, is did the architect cover the special nature of what we're doing here? I'll just go to ADA. Again, you know, Mr. Heido is coming up with some great ideas as far as saving monies and stuff. I just want to make sure, but he very clearly said, I'm not covering this as far as compliance with some of this thing. That's not what he's hired to do if you pass this motion. That's what your architect's supposed to do. So that's the only thing, and I honestly, I just bring that out so as you go down this road, we don't get to a point where it's like, well, dang it, who was supposed to do this? And Dave, bless him, he does a lot, and that may be already covered. If it is, fine.
I would like to add, and I don't have it in front of me, but he did have some wording in there saying that this was a design build plan. If any contractors had a better way of doing something,
okay,
he would happily, you know, review that and see if that could be changed.
But that's the only thing I'd bring up. I mean, this is a very unique building. It's like constructing a hospital. Very few people really know all the ins and outs about that, and consequently, it takes a little longer through the planning process. But
we could probably approve that if it's wanted to be approved with a stipulation of permits and reviews, because there will be the building permit from the city, which will cover ADA. And I mean, they'll get into some fire stuff also, but the fire marshal's review will cover a lot of that. It doesn't touch on jail standards if that applies. And I don't know, this is outside the jail.
Shouldn't anyway, because this isn't the jail, this is office space.
But, I mean, that's something no one talked about because it is outside of that. Now, the previous plan, it did go right into the jail, so now it's turned and we're not going into a cell.
I'll make the motion to approve, but if I'm hearing correctly, Roger, there is no additional, just...
No, basically, as this thing goes down the road, they will have some change order options that,
right,
I would suggest bring them to the building committee and then to the full board. Now, there'd be some de minimis ones as far as, I mean, the whole contract's $232,000, and that's a lot of money, I understand. But in the scope of building, I don't know if you want every door hinge that's changed because you can get them at a better price at Ace versus some jail provider.
And it's already a similar price or a little cheaper than some of the other stuff that we've looked at, and you're creating additional office space, so...
Yeah,
I mean, that in mind. So everything would be covered under change orders then?
That's what basically when you got a design build, that's what you end up with. And then it's just a matter of how much control the board as a whole wants. Do you want to see every change order that's less than $500? That can get fairly time-consuming. Plus, it slows down the builder.
Okay. So I'll make the motion to approve the bid for the Sheriff's Office remodel project that was opened on June 19th.
Second.
I have a motion by Lytle, second by Byers. Any additional discussion? Oh, I'm sorry. And that's for the bid from Lammel Plumbing.
Correct. The one bid we received on June 19th.
Discussion from the public then on this?
I would just point out that there are a lot of people in this county that would like to upgrade their homes, their farm buildings, their equipment, and they're too strapped for money to do it. And part of that is the deficiency caused by the present levy of property taxes. You're at least have a motion to approve now over a quarter of $1 million of county funds for a project that really is not clear to the general public, at least, as to what it may provide, and does not have the assurance of being either ADA approved or approved by the fire marshal. And if I understand right, that approval isn't going to come for a number of weeks. It seems to me that it might be wise to postpone an approval until at least you're assured that you have those approvals. Thank you.
I guess in response to that, I'd say none of the construction can be completed without those permits, ADA compliance, an ADA compliance permit, as well as the fire marshal review. So really we need to approve this prior to any of that so that the contractor can start those things in process.
When any construction project is contingent upon those approvals through the state and regulatory agencies. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be done. It has to be done.
And the bid was actually $232, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, which is less than a quarter of a million.
And it, and like I say, as it, if it goes, if this passes as it moves forward, there are significant differences here that Todd's done a lot of work here in town recently on, we'll just say, less than new buildings or older than new buildings, and there's some good potential savings, Gary.
And just to recap, just to hit on a couple things, this is a discussion that's been going on for how, at least 3 years, Matt, maybe longer than that even. And then I think everybody knows the reason that we're doing this office, but just to recap, one of them is an ADA deficiency that we have. Another one is the sheriff's need for a better office space, and several other items that have been an issue for this county and for the sheriff's department for as long as I've been on the board. I know we've been discussing it strongly for 3 years, but so I think this is a good project.
And I think we've been discussing it longer than that. And, you know, ADA issues do have to get fixed at some point in time. And if you don't, why, you have another potential liability that may make the 232 look small.
Any additional discussion? We have a motion by Lytle, second by Byers. Vote. 7 in favor. The motion carries. Thank you, Todd. Thanks, Dave. Anything else for building and grounds?
No.
Equalization?
Nothing.
Might add that the meeting for final approval of change, no change on tax assessments will be on July 17th, 2019 at 1 o'clock. Of course, all the board members will be here at 1 o'clock on July 17th for the reading and vote. Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. Gage County maps, juvenile justice grant, $17,662.66. Beatrice Concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $59,345.91. Manili Wagner and Associates, engineering consulting, $23,523.06. Rock On Incorporated Hauling, $10,858.85.
That's it. Thank you, Terry. Human Resources, Employee Relations.
Nothing.
Law Enforcement, Emergency Management. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Just a quick update on the canine. apparently, the Deputy Bevensey had taken the dog down to our vet that we use here when we had him in our program. He received some injury or something, nothing real serious to his neck. Collar got caught on a kennel or something, so he was treated for that. And I think I'll check with the vet again today, see if she wants to follow up on it to make sure. The dog will be in my possession probably by Monday. Personally in my possession, so that should quell any problems there. We're trying to make some arrangements to provide some room to handle that so it's more under the county's control as well. We're going to go up next Wednesday to Omaha. The Omaha Police Department canine people are going to do an evaluation on him. We'll state a day. It's going to take one day for them to do that, and then they'll get their findings back to me, and we'll know where we're going to stand then at that point for the value of the dog and if he's viable to continue on. We're in the process now of personally contacting each of our deputies to make sure we've covered the bases, that if there's anybody there that has an interest in doing this, so I'll know at that point in time if we're going to have somebody there that could take a dog over if that shows the direction we're going to go. As you know, in the budget, there's still going to be a deputy opening on that. I've discussed that at great length with the chief deputy, and the ability to hire somebody new and take over a canine program pretty tough. You want somebody that's got a little season to them from being on the road for a while before we tackle that program, because that's a major program to take care of. So we're still looking at that, but that's kind of updated right now. We're moving along with it just as quick as I can. So anything you hear, Facebook or anywhere else, you got it right now. That's where we're at on it. So best I can tell you.
Is one day enough to evaluate a canine?
That's what they say, apparently, because he's already trained. They realize he's going to be a little rusty because it's been a while since he's been on the road, but they said they'd be plenty for him to evaluate, and there'll be two of them doing that for us. So we should get a good across-the-board opinion on it, and then we'll have direction. So anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Anything else for law enforcement?
I don't have anything.
Road and Bridge.
North 35 Liberty, the triple culverts are in place, and that project is finished. The plan is on weather permitting, as we've been saying, that's for a year something now, to finish the box culvert North Odell after next week sometime, weather permitting, to repair the road surface and lay the topping on top of the box culvert. Budget, talked about a number of budget issues. Armor coating, motor graders, overlaying, things like that. FEMA, 46 sites have been turned in total for the state reimbursement. Rock-On is now on township number 10 for hauling gravel.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
I don't believe.
We'll move on to Mr. Walker Zakowski, Engaged Director, for the quarterly report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Quick to get to the agenda today. Where we've been, Q4, so this was the last report of our first year of a three-year contract, so it's kind of crazy we made it this far already. But last, I guess just say where we were, what we've been doing, and I guess what's been keeping us busy, but on the road, and I guess where we've been. Kind of the key thing would have been, or two key travel pieces of last quarter would have been the Nebraska Economic Developers Association annual conference. I sit on that board, so I'm there a little bit early doing some meetings and getting some stuff in order. And then that's truly the one time a year where all the economic developers and our partners in the state get to get together and bounce ideas off each other. And it's truly one of the best networking opportunities and learning opportunities that we can possibly have. So we hosted in, or was hosted in Wayne this year, then we're going to go to Sydney next year. So Aaron and I were both there. Pretty much everyone around the state and their staff goes to this thing, so that's a good thing for us to do. And then also on the road, one of the big highlights was we did a recruitment mission to Montreal, Canada. We continue to see a lot of projects out of Canada, and we have worked with a consultant group out of Canada, out of Montreal, actually, RCI, and they're the ones who set up our trade recruitment mission to Toronto, and then we had some credits left over. We ended up going to Montreal, and we came back with several. I say we, Luke and from the Lincoln Chamber and I have partnered together on these. We continue to see some good projects. They're putting us in front of companies that are looking at expanding in the United States and are doing it immediately. So they're going to expand here. We hope we get on their list. We're the ones knocking on their door. You know, it's still you just continue to run the race, and hopefully that horse wins. But, you know, we're working with them, and hopefully we're the ones that they like us the best. So just sent out some emails yesterday. Hopefully we can get some visits from those companies, maybe even at the end of this month. So, you know, we keep fishing, and hopefully you catch one that you want to keep. Also, last session or last quarter, our board met together for another kind of a follow-up to the retreat that we did last year. We made some kind of some strategy decisions of where we want to go over the next couple of years, but then we looked a little more deep down and say, what's really within our wheelhouse? We want to see all these things happen in the county and in the community, but what's truly economic development? What's chamber? What's Main Street? What's you guys? What's city council? What's city? And we just really took all these things, put them on a wall, and then said, within a circle, what is economic development? We want to be able to move the needle. And someone looks back and says, what did Engage do, you know, 20 years ago? These are the things that we did that made strategic big decisions. And they grew investment. They grew employment. They changed the landscape of our economy. And that's what we're trying to do by working within our wheelhouse and focusing on things we're good at. So, moving forward, I mean, we had a list of a whole bunch of things, but mostly it comes down to, do we have sites? Do we have land? Do we have buildings? Do we have places for companies to grow? And are we developing our workforce to make sure that the companies can grow and that there's workers there, there's employees there? Those are our two key ones. And then also just developing industry clusters. You know, we have a lot of different clusters here with lawnmowers and auto parts to food to now the rare earths, and it's developing around those clusters. And so that's where we want to, what's where the board has decided we really want to move forward. And then also a key last quarter was we did business retention and expansion visits, BREs is what we call them. It's a key component of what we do is getting out and talking with our companies. We do it all the time, but we did a formal BRE blitz where we said we brought in partners from all around our area within the county, within NPPD and ORIS, the State Department of Economic Development, and just took 2 days and just met with companies like crazy. We filled out formal surveys, and we got a chance to ask them, you know, literally everything under the sun. We wanted to get a benchmark of things of where the county, where the community sits on things like fire safety or police safety or roads or internet access or the ability to get employees, the ability to keep employees. And actually, our intern is working on them right now of just consolidating all that data, and we can kind of see, you know, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 7, where was each of these things being ranked by all of our different companies. So also we just passed our budget. I mean, you guys obviously pay us to spend our money the best we can. Our board looks at it monthly, but then we look at it, we've officially passed a budget yearly to make sure that we're spending our money the way we think makes the most sense. We do a lot of reporting on this. We're continuously evaluating what we think makes the most sense of where we put our dollars. And so, you know, whether it be travel or marketing or studies, just depends. And it depends on the year. So one of the things that's in the budget that we just heard back from 2 days ago was that we want to do an update to our housing study that we did a few years ago. And we think that the landscape of the housing market's changed pretty substantially since 2016 when they first did the study. So we talked with our consultant group and said, what about doing just a refresh of that? And NYFA decided to pay for half of that. So we got a grant to cover half the cost of a new housing refresh study. So we'll look for that in probably later this year. I just got the contract. It's just emailed to me right now. So that's probably good for me for now. Questions?
Did you have any indicator that ethanol plant was going to be closing?
I didn't, and I've been in with them. I've talked with David, the manager, the plant manager, within the last month. I've been in his office. I don't think anything they really could give us a heads up on. That's obviously why we do BREs, is because they can, if there are any red flags. But I doubt the Koch brothers is going to tell me that they're going to shut down a $200 million plant in a month. I mean, I think they were just trying to figure out that landscape.
What are we looking at for the future on that? Do we have any kind of plan yet?
Well, I mean, we don't. I mean, it's going to be them. They say indefinitely. I think they're just trying to see what this market does. I mean, with tariffs and commodity prices being low, it's certainly putting a stress on the product that they're trying to sell. But they have a really expensive asset, and I think they want to get it back up and going as quickly as they can. But right now, I think it truly just comes down to a marketplace thing. Until they have the ability to sell that product, you know, they can't run the plant. But they spent a lot of money on it. I'm pretty sure they want it to run.
And this was an experimental plant. It's the only one in the world that does that process, whatever that process is. I don't know what it is, but I know 2 weeks ago they were doing additional construction there, so I doubt they would be dumping the money into it if they had anticipated closing it right away, but I don't know.
And they about had it up and going. I think they were at almost 90% capacity of what that plant can do, so they've got the tweaks, I think, worked out. When it's ready to go, they can get it back fired back up.
With the housing study, too, we asked Tobias what the number of houses built in the last 12 months were. And if I remember right, he had 70-some houses in the last 12 months built and 33 under construction. And I don't know how that can be right. I remember on city council when we had 3 houses in a year. So a lot of that push was from that housing study, which I'm not a big supporter of those usually. But it did bring some outside developers in, and it looks like that'll do that. It's going to happen again. I was going to ask for the board here, are there some projects that you can tell us about? I know they're there that are coming that we're going to see construction on that we don't see right now because the people in the public don't know what you're doing. If you can tell us, I know there's at least one project that you can probably talk about that's going to be under construction in the next 12 months, but I don't dare say it in case I'm wrong.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but they, you know, from our BREs and from us working with our local guys, there's a bunch of expansion in the plans. Some of it's been announced to their employees already, but I mean, really, can throw a dart in the industrial park, or you could throw a dart at any of the manufacturers around the county, and within the next 3 years, every one of them has a plan to expand, whether it be investment or equipment or building or employees. Most of it comes down to equipment and, you know, trying to find a better way to just use the employees that they have to continue to grow. I mean, obviously we know what Exmark's doing. They got a $12 million expansion going on. Precise Fab just bought a new multi-million dollar laser the other day, so they're growing in there. That footprint could probably continue to grow too. Landmark Snacks continues to add employees. I think they're going to probably be over 100 employees here pretty soon. Probably going to kick somebody else out of here that's going to be mad at me that I didn't mention them. I mean, just everything up north. E-Energy, we met with them the other day too, and you know, a small year for them is probably, well, we were only putting in $5 or $10 million in investment this year. I mean, that's nothing to them, but that's pretty impactful to Adams, to the county. What am I missing, Eric? Are you going to put me on the spot?
One would go with another study that you did.
Hotel?
That should be being built in the next, within the next 6 to 12 months.
I talked to KJ about it here a month or two ago, and they were hoping for July. Talked to Tobias yesterday. They don't have the building permit planned yet, but the thought was, starting now, hopefully this month or next month, so that they can build through 2020, and they'd be open 2021. But yeah, that was a study that we conducted and recruited a developer, and as far as we know, everything is still in place to get going.
There are some really exciting things. I mean, I'm in the industrial park, and I don't hear about them other than through Engage, and some of these expansions, it's really impressive for our area. But if anyone has ideas, business ideas, expansion ideas, people you want to get into town, I ask you to talk to Walker and Engage, the chamber. They'll work back and forth, but specifically Engage. Walker said before, it's not just Engage, it's the entire community selling our county. So the more we can sell our county, the better we all are.
Any prospects on the Starcraft property?
We have a meeting on that next week. So I said it before, but it's got a total mixed use development plan for it. There's housing to commercial to, you still got storage out there to, I mean, it's all over the board, but I know that there's some design concepts put in front of the city that have to get approved, and then it's just a matter of when that project gets to the top of his list. And, you know, that guy's got projects and properties all over the country. So when that one becomes a priority to him. But he's got a bunch of money tied up into it, and eventually he's going to want a return on it, so he's going to have to start doing something soon.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we're meeting about it next week, though.
Anything else for Walker? Thank you very much.
Thanks for you guys' support, year one of year three.
Thanks, Walker. I move to put the Engage quarterly report on file.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Hill. To put the presentation on file. Vote, 7 in favor. Up next, discuss and approve or disapprove purchasing the new turbo radio system. I believe this would fall to Chief and Doug, or the Dougs.
Good morning.
This was discussed a couple weeks ago, and a couple weeks before that, they tightened everything up and on numbers and potential needs.
I think I had passed around a sheet just for review before we had the final one here for you today again, and I know that Mr. Bauman, he did a little quick math there and stuff, and there was $3,000 difference approximately, and Doug can explain it by far further in detail if you'd like. But what that was is there's additional $3,000 that he allocated for labor with the repeaters on there, because there are some complexities involved in that, you know, for the installation of that and separation for any electrical interference and things that might occur. So with that many different potential locations or vehicles, there might be some of that. The one thing that I would say is that I think there's a lot of parallels to this and the jail or the sheriff's office remodel project that we've identified a need on this. We have talked about it for a long time. We have researched it very carefully and thoroughly, and worked to that point to where we're ready to proceed. The one thing that I would encourage, just like with Dave working closely with Mr. Heido, I think we also have that similar parallel with myself and Doug from First Wireless, that I think that we have talked about prior to this in a couple meetings, you know, that there is some potential for some cost savings in here as well. So I think that if we think we can do this, we're going to try and do these things just a little bit cheaper, just like you would maybe, you know, if you're going to use a different style of hinge or that bid is this amount, but I still do think that we can maybe come in a little bit, and I think Doug can echo some of that in his discussion here if you have any questions that you want to go into detail with on those things.
Doug, what do you think best case scenario if we put in the minimal amount of equipment that you think potentially would work? What would best case scenario be? Does that get us down around the $200,000 mark, the 2.25? I mean, not knowing ahead of time, because as Mr. Bauman says, radios are magic. But what would be the best? Basically, there's the either or, the towers or the repeaters. If we would do either or, what would be our potential savings?
Yeah. Right now, in my mind, I'm thinking my goal is to do it without the repeaters, and that's about $75,000-$79,000 of it. And that may require an additional site of $15,000 to $20,000. So yeah, knock $50,000 to $70,000
potentially.
That's so, which gets us closer to that 200 number. That's my, shall I say, my goal is to do it, to kind of make it work that way.
And I'm sure Mr. Lytle would want to talk about this, but the issue we've had is lack of performance with our radio system, causing safety concerns. With our current radio system, we are unable to make changes as needed because we're locked into the state system. This one would be controlled by the county, and so as you need need changes or adjustments, you would have the ability to do that versus going through the state.
And Klaus, last meeting, when I asked about it, you said even if we had a Blue Springs Tower, or even, you know, when you're under the Ellis Tower or something like that, you still have issues with the statewide radio system at times.
Yeah, the most recent example, and county attorney might be able to echo some of this, that most recently we unfortunately had a fatality accident, 77 in Chestnut. As I responded from my house, you know, and driving more than the speed limit, so I got there quicker than just a normal traffic route would take. But the entire time from there to when I arrived on the scene at that, and then afterwards throughout the event, that I think our deputies were there till just about, I left there at I think 11 that night, and they were there till maybe 2 that morning. That we had radio issues the entire time that they were there from the Picker Corner to that Chestnut area. And, you know, that shouldn't happen. I mean, that's wide open space out on the highway. I mean, we should be able to talk from a portable radio back to dispatch and Beatrice. So
you had radio issues. You couldn't communicate?
Not very well. The transmissions were digitized, and dispatch would continually have to ask the deputies to repeat their traffic, and then we had trouble receiving dispatches, transmissions, and stuff. And especially in the first, maybe we'll say 10 to 15 minutes of a significant event, when it's the most critical potentially, you know, that's when we need it the most, and that's, we were struggling during that time period especially.
Any additional questions for either Chief Deputy or Doug? What we have before us is asking for a motion to approve or disapprove purchasing the new turbo radio system that we've been talking about over the last several months.
I'd make a motion to approve not to exceed $278,000, and those funds to be pulled from inheritance tax to be budgeted in the next fiscal year.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle, to approve this not to exceed $278,661, and the money come from inheritance. Any additional discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove agreement for EPC services between Region 5 Systems and Gage County. Agreement shall be from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers. Second by Bauman. Anything on this, Mr. Bauman?
Looks like a 12% increase. Go from $191 a day to $214, estimated about a 12% increase.
Needs to be done. Need to have that increase in order to afford to be able to do it.
The EPC would be the agreement for the emergency protective custody services that Region 5 provides. Do you want to add anything, Roger?
I reviewed the contract. That's right. It is an increase. I'm not sure when we last saw an increase from them. I will just add this, that we couldn't provide similar services on a county basis. They really do help us, and they provide other services to our law enforcement when they're dealing with mentally ill people that, unfortunately, we're having a lot more calls to attend to. So, you know, from that perspective, the only other change that you got is basically it's a regulation since we've got federal monies coming in here on the whistleblower thing, and it doesn't impact us other than cooperating with them in compliance with the federal rules. So, you know, from our standpoint, I would recommend approval, even though it is an increase. We couldn't find a better way to do it. I'll put it that way.
Any additional discussion? Motion by Byers, second by Bauman, with the 12% increase noted. Ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court interlocal agreement with Fillmore, Page, Jefferson, Thayer, and Saline counties, effective July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Byers. Roger, do you want to?
Again, this is a program that we participated in for a number of years. In essence, it allows us to move people or keep them out of the district court, which would cost the county a great deal of money. It also gives people an opportunity to get some very intensive probation services through the drug court supervision. There is an increase this year, and again, basically it's a very simple process. It's the number of participants in the program divided by the budget that has been approved by probation. The budget is the same as it's been for several years. Our participants has remained constant. It's 24. The number in the other counties has basically dropped. So consequently, we pay a little higher percentage. If you recall, last year we paid a lower percentage for more participants. And it's just simple math is how that works out. Again, no matter, it's about a $4,000 increase for this year. That wouldn't even cover one trial if I had to take that person to a trial. And these people come in, they admit guilt, they go to the program. If they pass it, we wipe out the guilty plea. And if you recall, it's about an 85% success rate, which means we don't see them again for about 5 years on average, which, you know, they're going out there getting jobs. Hopefully they're staying sober, and we're seeing something very positive. On the other hand, if they come back here and they don't complete the program successfully, they are resentenced. We don't have to do a trial again. So from the cost savings, probably per case is somewhere between $5,000 and $7,500 is what we save per person in the program. So obviously it's a good program. I would recommend that we continue participating.
This is a fantastic program. I've investigated. I've gone and visited with them. I've gone and met with them. And this helps us with all the issues that we have with drugs in this county. And this is a tremendous program.
And with this one, there's approximately a 50% increase from last year's spending on this, which would be an additional $4,250 approximately.
$4,500. I thought it was $4,050. Well, anyhow,
But with the savings that Roger just said, the savings per person would be approximately $7,000 to $8,000. You said
per person. Per person. Arrested for.
So I mean that's
controlled substances. Which, if you saw Monday's docket, we didn't get done on bond setting until about 11:15 when we started at 9. We're trying.
That's a lot of savings there, plus incarceration costs after that. So we have a motion by Bauman, second by Byers. Any further discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, procedural approve or disapprove 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. This would be the 2.5% to 3.5% for potential generation of revenue. We vote on that each year. It doesn't mean it will be used, but it allows the potential for that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Hill. Any discussion on this? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Last up, discussion on the 2019-2020 county budget. Initial budgets have started coming in. The sheriff's prepared his initial budget with some changes as time's gone along, some adjustments to that. The highway department just presented their initial budget on Monday. I don't know. Do you have any of the other offices?
Yes, I think most all the budgets are in, besides some outside agency requests, and I've started to enter the request now. Working on, Lori just finished up with her month end, so I'll start moving in revenue figures and see where we're at and start the budget process. We're beginning to roll.
Like I say, one of them that'll be the hot button is wages. That's, we're service industry, so that's going to be one of the big items we need to talk about or think about. So if you have thoughts on that, please talk to Don and Don or myself, and we'll go from there. Anything else currently that anyone would like to talk about on the budget? This will probably be on every meeting now until the budget's adopted. Mr. Lobby, do you have something?
Now is an appropriate time.
And please give your name.
Good morning. I'm Gregory C. Lobby, still, 1214, or I'm sorry, 312 North 10th, Wymore, Gage County, Nebraska. I was here at your last meeting and talked at that time about what I consider to be a crisis for farmers in this county. I pointed out that 74% of the assessed value in the county is owned by a rural resident or owner, is classified rural property. And 61% of that is classified agricultural property. The farm operators have been reduced by 10%. Or 144, according to the Federal Farm Service, just in the last 2 years alone. And that is not a economic difficulty unique to this county. In fact, it was reported in February that 45% to 65% of Midwest farmers are planning to file for bankruptcy this spring. I don't think the filings were that high. But last year, both the circuits in the Midwest reported that they were processing the highest number of farm bankruptcies they had seen since the 80s. This is serious. There were farmers that perhaps might have attended, that you're hearing today, but they're out putting up hay, trying to harvest it, or harvest wheat, or spray their crops, and some are still trying to plant. Now, when I was farming in our farm in Nebraska, we tried to plant by midway May. And the old saying, the old adage was corn would be knee-high by the 4th of July. Most of the time, by the 4th of July, our corn was shoulder-high, and we spent the day starting to irrigate. I don't think that a lot of fields are going to make that this year. And that's going to show up then in the net income that farmers receive. So I came today to try and suggest some things that this county could do in order to try and pay off the judgment faster. As I understand it, you're locked into the maximum levy rate until the judgment is paid. So, number one, I would encourage you to eliminate any non-essential programs and expenses that you can possibly do, and realize that some of the programs that you're going to be asked to fund are not particularly helpful to those people who are funding the majority of the program. They may be beneficial to the county overall, but they may be of no value to those who are funding the major portion of the expense. Number two, apply the excess funds in your budget to the judgment payment. You may remember that last year in your September hearing, I pointed out how you were raising the amount of money in various categories above what had been spent the year before. I don't know how much of that is left. I haven't started to check yet. But I would point out that last year you managed to find money to buy the bus station and the adjoining property, upgrade the courthouse security system and the jail, as well as pay attorney's fees for both the investigation of a county bankruptcy, filing claims for insurance payments, and to prosecute the appeal in the case of Dean versus Searcy et al. Hopefully, those costs to the county will not be reoccurring in your upcoming budget year. Two or three, reduce the annual jail population. Our analysis is that, as a preliminary matter, it appears that the jail population could be reduced by 15% to 20%. Certain recommendations would be followed by those who are charged with the decision making about the decisions that lead to jailing individuals. Fourth, gather support for LB 472 or another bill that will result in payment of a substantial portion of the judgment from the state treasury. Last year, you were discouraged from pursuing that with vigor, although you did testify in favor of the bill. By assertions from various members of the legislature that there was simply not funding to support it. Many of those same senators turned around, though, and urged that the revenue in the state be continued to be reduced by granting tax exemptions or credits to some of the most profitable businesses in the state. And it turned out, by the end of the session, there was over an $80 million surplus above the projections that were made earlier when the decision was not to advance LB 474. Fifth, urge the Nebraska congressional delegation to make full payment of the federal judgment. I have spoken to the representatives of Center South, SAS, and Representative Smith about a plan to accomplish that. Your support would add a great deal of weight and encouragement for them, and I'll be happy to share the details with anyone that is interested in hearing how that could be accomplished. Sixth, begin a review of the assessed value of commercial and industrial properties in the county. In the analysis that we provided last month, you will note that they are contributing a rather minor amount to the county revenue compared to what residential and agricultural properties contribute. I realize that income is not an element in trying to determine the assessed value of property, but I think it's critical that property be assessed at its full market value, and it may be time to review to ensure that that's the case with commercial and industrial property.
Are you applying that to ag property also?
I think ag property is overvalued at this time.
70%?
Are you saying we should assess that at full value?
The value, the percentage of value, is set by the legislature. So I don't have anything to do with that, nor does this board.
All right?
So I don't think that's something that the board can take up. I think it's also, though, clear that the value of ag land has dramatically risen in the recent 5 years, probably way more than what its actual market value would be if it was all placed on the market. I'm not trying to fault the way the county assessor has assessed property under the methods established by state statute, but they have come into some deep criticism about the fairness of those methods and the way ag land is valued. And that's something that the board might want to look into and take a stand on at the legislature next session.
But you agree this board has nothing to do with that. We don't set those things.
I do.
Basically, your argument is aimed at the legislature.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, this isn't right. The legislature. You're at the wrong meeting.
Well, no. This board has endorsed other legislation that's gone through.
To help the taxpayers of this county.
Right.
Well, you asked, you said we hope we don't, some things aren't in this year's budget again. The top three, you said we will not rebuy the bus stop or the adjoining property or have those legal fees for the same things again. So I can tell you those won't be in there. Something that hurt us when negotiating with the state and legislators there were there was a lot of talks that have gone on for the last several years. There were some very loud voices down here that were made very clear to some of the senators as well as the governor that were very abrasive and I'll just say not helpful. And that did not help our negotiations at all in trying to get something through. It's important for citizens to voice their opinions, but there were some definite roadblocks that really hindered us in trying to negotiate potential directions for getting funding. Senator Dorns continued to try to find ways to ease the tax burden through this for this judgment, and I'm sure he'll continue to. There will be discussions, as Roger said earlier, he'll be talking to the state attorney general.
Is it Department of Revenue?
Department of Revenue, trying to figure out how, if the half-cent sales tax is implemented, it will be implemented, or how we go about even looking at that, because right now we aren't sure how that would even work yet or how we what process we would go through. So that will be coming. I'm sure Senator Dorn and the other senators will be working on other potential funding mechanisms for this. We'll also be reaching out to Congressman Smith and Senator Sass to try to find out if there is anything that can be done there. As of now, I haven't heard of anything, but Congressman Smith seems to be down quite a bit, so that'll be something we'll visit about again. But at this time, we're capped at our 50-cent lid. We will be looking at the half-cent sales tax. I do want you to keep in mind, though, when we're looking at tax burden on property tax, and I know this isn't popular to say a lot of times, and this isn't to poke a jab at anyone, The county takes a very small percentage of the property tax that comes in. If you're looking to cut property tax, you're looking at big amounts to cut. You really need to be talking to the school boards and how the schools are funded. I don't know exactly what it is, and it depends on what school district you're in, but, and these are very rough numbers, not exact numbers, but 3/4 or so of your property tax is going to the schools, not to the county. So please keep that in mind. If we wiped ours completely away, the majority of it, which is impossible, of course, but if there's no property tax that went to the county or any of our agencies we fund, the lion's share of your property tax would be there and be completely unaffected.
I don't dispute that. And I would like to think that as the elected representatives of all the county residents, you might make some informative messages out to the various political subdivisions who also collect property tax through the county. And I'd also note that it's not a minimal amount that the county is collecting to satisfy the judgment. If you take a $31 million judgment divided by 61%, which is the classified agricultural property percentage, and then divide that by the 1,303 farm operators left in the county, that leaves a medium payment required of them or over $15,000. It's a lot of groceries.
It's a lot of money. And no one disputes that. We're very, very cognitive of the fact that there's a huge tax burden on us. And even though different groups might not agree, we're still open to any potential idea to pay for this. It's just we have to try to do this responsibly and through the best channels possible without angering the people that are supposed to be giving us or that we're asking to give money as well.
You can't constantly ask people to come forward and support and bring their ideas and then criticize them for speaking directly or because they in some way seem to offend someone who has the sensibilities they can't listen well.
We thank you for coming and bringing your ideas here again. This is not over. We've got years of this yet, so we'll keep trying to find a funding mechanism. Otherwise, we'll keep plugging away at this as we can. We've made one payment now. There's more to come, and hopefully better ways, but we are where we are right now.
Now, I hope you can reduce the amount that has to be paid by county taxpayers. Thank you.
Anything else for budget discussion? Seeing none, I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor, we are adjourned.
You didn't announce the time.
At 10 o'clock on the
clock.